more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program الأسماء الحسنى And as you know in this episode And as you know, in this series, we are covering the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 99 names of Allah, to be precise, which have been mentioned in Ahadith, and we're mentioning them in sequence. Now, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have only 99 names. His names are limitless. But in the Hadith, we're told about 99, which are from Quran and Hadith. So, inshallah, in this episode too, we're going to mention another beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and explain it in light of what the ulama have written. That name that we're going to cover today is Al-Latif. Al-Latif, or you could just say Latif without the Alif Lam. We'll hear about the meaning of the name, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His Lutf upon the creation, where in the Quran there is mention of this beautiful name as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. So first of all, the name Latif, what does it mean? It refers to the one who knows the most intricate thing, the most minute thing, the one who is aware of that, he is referred to as Latif, the one before whom nothing is concealed, nothing is hidden. Everything is manifest and apparent before him. Such a being is called Latif. And when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Latif, it is with these meanings in mind. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the most intricate of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows things and nothing is concealed upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware and everything is manifest before him. This is the meaning of Latif when referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning of Latif given by the ulama is that whatever creation is in need of, whatever they need, in this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is his beautiful name, He makes that thing which the creation is in need of reach them in the most beautiful manner, in the most appropriate way, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, grants sustenance to His creation in the most beautiful way. And secondly, He grants them what they need in an easy way as well, in a beautiful way, in an easy way as well. And we'll discuss this later. Now, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this beautiful name in 7 places. And some of those places, inshallah, I will mention before you. First of all, Surah Al-An'am, verse 103, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. The eyes cannot encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He can encompass the eyes. وهو اللطيف الخبير, and He is Latif, meaning the one who knows, and He is Latif, He is Khabir. Latif, we've explained the meaning. And Khabir, he is aware, he is all-knowing. What does it mean by idraq in this verse? Idraq is when you encompass something from all angles, all directions. Obviously, the creation cannot encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. It's not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can encompass the creation. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating that nothing is hidden from him, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ Indeed, there is nothing hidden upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth and in the skies. So nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation does not possess the power to encompass Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful. He can encompass the creation. He does encompass the creation. So, وَهُوَ اللَّطِيف Allah is Latif. Everything is apparent before Him. He knows about everything. He's aware about everything. Jibreel alayhi salam came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam and asked him 3 questions. What is Iman? What is Islam? And the third question, مَلْ إِحْسَان What is Ihsan? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ So Ihsan, righteousness, is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ And if you cannot see him, then indeed he sees you. Now here the ulama say, obviously, insan, humans, they cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Inshallah, the mu'minun will be blessed in the hereafter, in Jannah. But in the world, we cannot. But we should have this tasawwur, this thinking, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So one way of developing this mindset that we are looking at Allah, which we cannot in reality do, is that whilst I'm doing my ibadah, whilst I'm performing worship, the mercy of Allah is descending upon me. I am mutawajjih, I am concentrated on the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these kind of things. But in reality, we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. So nothing is hidden upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees all of creation, all those who are worshipping Him at once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of them. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. So He's aware of what's in the heart. He's aware of what a person is looking at. He's aware of the intentions of a person. He is aware of everything regarding a person. The other place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Latif in the Quran is Surah Yusuf. And we know the account of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. It's a lengthy account. And when he eventually, his innocence was revealed to all, he became the king of Misr. And we know what his brothers did to him, the conduct they showed towards him initially. They threw him in the well, etc. And then he was purchased, he was taken to Egypt. He stayed in the house of the king. And then the Mu'amala, the issue with Zulaykha, that occurred. Then he was imprisoned wrongly. Then he was freed. He was made the treasurer. There was a famine where his brothers were. So they came to take some provisions. This happened a few times. And then obviously he called his parents, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, and his noble wife. They came. And when they reached Misr, they saw that the brothers, they're all prostrating to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. It's a lengthy incident. And then Yusuf alayhi salam explained how Shaitan incited his brothers to do what they did. Shaitan tried to create enmity between me and my brothers, and this is why they did what they did. And he said, Inna Rabbi Latifu Lima Yasha, Innahu Huwa Al-Alim Al-Hakim. Indeed, my Lord creates ease for whomsoever He wants. So here, Latif is in that meaning we described earlier, that Allah Ta'ala makes something easy. And this was in reference to what had happened to him, the struggles he went through, and how for an onlooker it seemed like, if you put that example before someone, they would probably end up saying or concluding that this person will be left hopeless. But look how Yusuf alayhi salam went through all of those trials, those tribulations, being falsely accused, ending up in prison, initially thrown into the well, then sold, all of that stuff. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, with His lutf, and Allah is Latif, so easily granted a maqam and martaba, a high status and rank to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He became the treasurer. And there in the end, he is assisting his own brothers. And the truth becomes apparent. And he forgives his brothers as well. So this is what he was referring to. That Allah makes a person's circumstance, situation easy. And this is up to him, he can do so. So this was another place. In Surah Al-Hajj, ayat number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions this blessed name. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. That did you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended from the heavens water, and the earth became green, became lush, مُخْضَرَّةً إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Indeed Allah is Latif and Allah is Khabir. So this is in reference to a barren land where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain. He knows how much rain to send. He knows exactly the requirement of that land. And then when rain is sent, the land becomes fertile, becomes lush. Then people take benefit from it. Again, He creates ease for them in taking benefit from that land as well. This is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why He's Latif. He provides situations for people that is in accordance to their needs. And He is Khabir, He is all aware of their situation. He knows what they need and in how much amount they need that thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif and Allah is Khabir. Another place in Surah Luqman verse 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references the statement of Sayyidina Luqman radiyallahu ta'ala, who said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُونَ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. So Latif has been mentioned again. Oh my son, if evil or an evil deed was as small as a mustard seed, and it was inside a mountain, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ, or a boulder, or it was in the heavens or in the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَ اللَّهُ, Allah would make it manifest. Allah will bring it, meaning Allah will reveal it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ, indeed Allah is latif, He knows every meticulous and every intricate thing, and He is khabir as well. So whenever a person does something wrong, does something evil, it doesn't matter where he does it. If he does it somewhere in seclusion, and in particular here it's mentioned, if he does it beneath a mountain, or in a cave, and it's as small as a mustard seed which has been placed beneath a sakhra, a boulder or a mountain, or in the heavens or the earth, Allah Ta'ala will bring that evil deed on the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala will reveal it. So here, Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu is counseling his son, advising his son that no matter where you do an evil deed, it will be revealed on the Day of Judgment. Whether it's in public, whether it's in seclusion. And in seclusion, people think nobody's watching them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. He is aware of everything. Nothing is concealed from him. A person may have hidden that deed from makhluk, but not the khaliq. That's not possible. Allah ta'ala is aware of everything. So in light of this, the ulama have said, what is the requirement? Once one knows the name Latif and its meanings, in light of the verses you just heard, how do we act then? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif. He knows about the most intricate thing, most concealed thing, hidden thing. But yet He forgives people. Getting tawbah, He forgives. A person should do the same. He should follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if someone wrongs him, if he becomes aware of someone's defect or flaw, then he should forgive also. He found out that somebody did something to him, which affected him, which caused him harm, caused him loss, discomfort, distress, all of these things, he should forgive him. Because without comparison, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're transgressing the laws that He has revealed. We're going against His command. And obviously He is not pleased with that. But yet He forgives when we do tawbah. So we should forgive the people as well. When we ponder upon the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He is beneficent, how subhanallah, He is generous towards His creation, how He is very merciful to the creation, then this is a reason for us to be grateful. Just look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easily provides rizq to us. Imagine one person every day for his food had to sow something into the earth, wait for it to grow, then obviously uproot it, take it out, and there's a process of washing, cleaning, sifting, all of this thing, and then preparing, so many stages. For example, a piece of bread goes through before we place it in our mouth. But today, it's readily available. We go to the shop, we buy a loaf of bread. We can go to the shop and pick up some naan bread. And it's so easy for us today. In fact, today, for us to find means of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have to look far. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such ease for us. The people in the past never even thought that they could open their phone, type a few things in, and there's a knock on the door a short while later, and your favorite dish is at the door. You know, we hear about Jannah, and that's going to be completely different. And nothing in this world can compare to Jannah. And obviously the benefits and blessings of Jannah are free. You don't pay for them. You pay for them with your a'mal in this world. In the world, you open a food app, you choose your favorite shop, you order, you pay for the food, and it comes to your door. Kings of the past didn't even have this facility. They would have to order someone to make food, then that food would take time, and then they would eat it. And today we have it so easy. Similarly, when you ponder about clothing, we just go to the shop, pick up the clothing that we want, a jacket or a coat or a shirt, trousers or a jubba or anything. And we don't have to go through the process of finding the right fabric. Then there's an initial stage of obviously creating that fabric, and then there's placing designs on it, then sewing it in accordance to a person's dimensions. Sleeve has to be so long, the chest area, the width has to be such, and the length should be a certain amount. Today we go to the shop and all we say is, this is my height, this is how much I want it to be in terms of width. And it's so easy. Imagine if we had to go through this process every day of doing things from scratch. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us blessings, rizq and other provisions in such an easy way. And that's why He's Latif. That's His beautiful name, Latif. The meaning of Latif is the one who makes things easy for us or provides things to others in a very beautiful and easy way. And subhanAllah, in Surah Najm, verse 32, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah knows you very well when He created you from soil, from the earth, and when you were in the wombs of your mother in pregnancy. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not ascribe purity to yourselves. Meaning in the womb of the mother, you couldn't do anything. You were helpless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you provisions there, gave you rizq there, nutrients, other things that helped you grow, helped bones develop, everything, your organs develop. They were all provided for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before Allah, you have no significance. We have no power, nothing. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't ascribe purity to yourself. So what we learn from this is that humility and humbleness is what is required from a human once he knows the meaning of Latif. Allah does things in an easy way, a beautiful way. And we can even ponder upon our birth, and the Quran tells us that we were nothing. We were, you know, in the wombs of our mothers, and everything was being provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray that Allah Jalla wa Ala, who is Latif, He is subtle towards us. He is generous towards us. He blesses us immensely and abundantly as well for the sake of this beautiful name. And may Allah Jalla wa Ala save us from neediness and looking towards creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our lawful needs. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.